Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
And welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. In case you missed it, here's an update from the front lines of America's war on drugs. America is losing. Since President Richard Nixon declared substance abuse public enemy number one in 1971, America has spent more than $50 billion a year on a system that favors incarceration over treatment.
Here in Massachusetts, where an opioid addiction crisis kills more people than car accidents, police in Gloucester are looking at a new way to fight back. In a Facebook post this week, the city's police chief said, going forward, his department, in a far-reaching and fundamental shift, will help drug addicts get treatment rather than jail.
Chief Leonard Campanello wrote, any addict who walks into the police station with their drugs, needles, and other drug paraphernalia and asks for help will not be charged. Instead, police will guide them toward detox and treatment. It's a dramatic shift away from criminalizing drug use and addiction and instead treating it as a disease. And joining us now is Chief Leonard Campanello. He's chief of police in Gloucester, Mass. And Chief Campanello, welcome to the program. It's really good to have you.
It's my pleasure to be here.
And we want to invite our listeners into this conversation. What do you think of Chief Campanello's effort here to play a lead role in the treatment and recovery of opioid addiction? Will it help? Is this long overdue? Is it a model for police departments everywhere? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. So, Chief, I do want to talk to you about what you're proposing. But before we get there, give us a snapshot of what's happening in Gloucester around opioid addiction. What are you dealing with?
Well, I think we face an issue that is not unique to Gloucester. It's common just about everywhere you look. What's unique to Gloucester is the community's ability to take from the shadows and put out into the lights an issue that needs to be addressed. And a natural progression from the collaborations we have in the city through health organizations and social organizations is that the police followed suit. And that's the paradigm shift that we see with the Gloucester Police Department.
Well, I want to ask you about this paradigm shift and just get you to sort of characterize how dramatic it is, because you've been a police chief since 2012. You spent two decades with the Saugus Police, so you're no stranger to what's going on the streets, and you've been involved in a system for a long time that has arrested and locked up people for abusing drugs for a long time. So describe what you observed about the old way of doing business.
Well, in addition to the experience I've had in law enforcement, I spent 7 years in a plainclothes narcotics enforcement capacity, and was very proud of the work that we did in those days. And we saw results in certain situations, but in the Gloucester community, we know that we haven't really gotten too far on the supply end. We can take a drug dealer down and three will replace him. And that drug dealer that's taken off the street does not affect the user at all and does not affect the addict at all. And we now also know that addiction in and of itself is not a crime. It's not a crime to be addicted to something. The ancillary crimes that revolve around it are really not the root of the problem. So what we see now with the coming to light of the addiction issue is that we need to be involved on that side of it, on the demand side of it, and move forward from there.
So tell me about that, about the approach that you're proposing, which you describe as a fundamental and sort of far-reaching shift in the way police address opioid addiction. What are you proposing?
Well, fundamental for Gloucester, again, in terms of approaching it, is that we want to be a safe haven for addiction. We want to build a relationship with the community on the basis of what the problems are that are affecting the community. And we feel we can do that better with everyone on the same side of the fence,
right,
as opposed to law enforcement being on just the enforcement piece of this issue. So we are attacking it still, but attacking it from the demand side as opposed to the supply side by offering, if you want to call it a more compassionate view, a less concrete stance in terms of enforcement law, But we're basing our decisions on what we feel is the right thing to do, not necessarily from any political agenda.
Sure, no, and I get that. But is it an acknowledgement that basically trying to police our way in a traditional way out of the drug crisis just doesn't work?
I personally, I don't believe that we can arrest our way out of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So tell me what you propose. So when an addict comes to the police station to seek help, they're going to be paired with what you call volunteer angels, right?
Yes. When they come to the station, if an addict is ready and willing to come to the police station with, as you said, their paraphernalia, their remaining drugs, they're ready for treatment right there on the spot. We don't want to give up that opportunity. That one blink of time where we can make a difference. So we're in the process of recruiting volunteers and training some of them for longer term treatment. But initially, it'll just be someone that will sit with this person as they go through the process, someone to help them through the red tape of the emergency rooms and the services they're offered, and someone when they're thinking about giving up. To reinforce the idea that they're on the right track.
I'm wondering how big a challenge it will be to convince folks who are suffering from addiction that they can actually go to a police department in Gloucester to get help. Because, you're talking about a paradigm shift among police. It seems like there's got to be a sort of shift in the perception of who the police are to folks who need help.
There's got to be trust on both sides. Yeah. There's got to be trust all over. And I think that we weren't willing to wait any longer. So we're extending the olive branch, so to speak, in a way that's provocative and in a way that's appears new. And we hope, especially in Gloucester, where we do have a tight-knit community, that we develop more trust with our citizens.
Listeners, we're talking to Leonard Campanello. He's the chief of police from Gloucester, Massachusetts. And we're talking about a new way that the police would interact with opioid addiction, a new way in the sense that the police would provide an immediate path to treatment rather than prison. Give us a call if you want to comment or have questions about this, 1-800-423-8255. And Chief, I want to introduce John Kelly. He's the director of the Massachusetts General Hospital Recovery Research Institute and associate director of the Hospital Center for Addiction Medicine. And John, welcome to Radio Boston. It's good to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'd love to get your response to what you're hearing from Chief Campanello.
Well, if you didn't know Chief Campanello was a police chief, you'd think he was the Commissioner for Public Health, because the language and approach he's using is very consistent with the public health approach to addressing this endemic and epidemic problem we're now having with addiction and opioids in particular. So it's, in my mind, I think, sensible, given what we've learned, as you pointed out to listeners previously, that we've had this long policy of the war on drugs, which incidentally has been shifting towards more of a public health approach. I was at the White House in 2009, in 2013, which really was the first policy reform summit, which really marked this shift towards a public health view in terms of addressing addiction. And Chief Campanello's approach is consistent with that approach, which is really addressing the driver of the crime. So, of course, illegal possession is one thing, but also the activities associated with the health condition of addiction means that people, the essential driver is one of a health concern. So it's nice to see this approach, which, as Chief Campanello just said, it's a paradigm shift.
Yeah. How common is it? I mean, this is the first example of a police department in Massachusetts that I've heard of, but are there other examples out there across the nation of this kind of thing?
I haven't heard of anything to this degree.
How about you, Chief?
I have heard of some similar initiatives just recently since we announced this down in the South, but nothing Nothing as concrete as this.
You know, we posted this at RadioBoston.org. Just this morning in doing the research, we found a piece on Huffington Post about a pilot program in Seattle called LEAD, which stands for Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion. It was launched in 2011, and it's a collaboration between police, public defenders, and caseworkers that helps drug addicts kick their habits and reintegrate into society. So it sounds like a similar kind of thing, kind of idea, where police actually get involved. But I was just wondering, what kind of feedback have you had from your fellow police officers?
Well, feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. I mean, there's been questions, and there will be continue to be questions as we develop this. You know, it's a new concept, and people tend to some people tend to resist new concepts. But overwhelmingly, you know, Facebook has garnered us 1.7 million hits. And the overwhelming majority has been a positive response, and that includes police, public officials, the general public who have nothing to do with this issue, and recovering and active addicts.
Let me read a couple of comments, actually, from the Facebook post that you posted earlier this week. Haley Elizabeth Lord, this is wonderful addiction. This is wonderful. Addiction is a disease, and addicts need help, not prison. Thank you so much for doing what so many should have done long ago. Another person wrote, Chief Campanello, by far one of the greatest steps taken by city official to aid deadly problem, opposed to kicking the can, as opposed to kicking the can down the road. It was overwhelmingly positive. Here's a critic. Leonard Gilardi wrote, this will not work. Gloucester will be invaded by more lowlifes and druggies for all the freebies. You've probably heard that from others. What's your response?
I'm glad that they have not been affected by this illness, and I hope for them and their families and their loved ones that it never happens to them. In my opinion, and I can only speak as one law enforcement official with 25 years experience, it's an uneducated opinion.
Mm. Let's get a couple of calls into this conversation. Dennis is calling from Framingham. Dennis, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I just want to, you know, give my accolades out to the chief there, because, you know, it's so often that people with addictions are just, you know, shunned from society. You know, if you have, you know, cancer and you have a medical condition, you know, people are willing to, you know, go out and give you some help. But if you've got an addiction and you're, you know, working with drugs or something like that, you know, people don't want to hear it, and nobody wants to put themselves in that position. So it's very difficult for someone to step forward and say, hey, look, I'm an addict, I need help. Hmm. That's really the first step that they need to take. And that's not also the step. The step comes when the addict is like, just like, you know, this is it, I've had it, I can't take it anymore. You know, I can't be out on the street trying to get this, I can't get that, I can't get the money for it. You know, so
Dennis, we got the point, and we really appreciate some of the points you put on the table. And Chief Campanello, I mean, Dennis brought up something that I hear again and again about this problem, and that is the importance of bringing it out of the shadows and acknowledging it, essentially.
Yeah, and I'd echo Dennis's statements with going further, and I think he made the point, is that you have to be ready on the spot, because that addict who finally says, I'm ready to go, you know, give me the help, you have to seize that moment. Mm-hmm. And the police department coming forward in Gloucester to do that is just another avenue where we can seize that moment.
Mm. John Kelly, I'd like to come back to you. Chief Campanello is one police chief from Massachusetts. What else would you like to see happen? I mean, what's sort of the next step to move this ball down the road in the right direction?
Well, one of the great things about this is the connect, you know, the connection in creating a joint response as a community, as a region, as a country, that we need more people to be on the same page. So I think greater connection and collaboration across these systems, law enforcement, criminal justice, healthcare, and education. If we can do that and increase the conversation and the connection, we are likely to have a much greater impact on this epidemic than we've seen in the past, because we've been so disconnected.
Mm. Chief Campanello, I'm wondering if you favor this major paradigm shift in the way police treat and help folks who are addicted. Are you also in favor of legalizing drugs? Does this move in that direction?
No, I don't think it moves in this direction, that direction at all. And no, I'm not in favor of legalizing drugs, but I'm in favor of thinking realistically. You know, I think that when you talk legalization of drugs, you talk about the one that's on the table, which is marijuana. And while I'm certainly not a proponent, and stand with my fellow police chiefs as not a proponent of legalizing it, I think we need to start seeing the writing on the table and getting ahead of the issue legislatively. And that needs to be done now.
Mm. And speaking of that, on your Facebook post, you make the point that you're going to be traveling to Washington to meet with the state's congressional delegation and really challenging the feds to change. So what does that mean? What do you need from the feds?
Well, I think, you know, we have systems in place that already help, and we've received excellent and very supportive collaboration from the state at this point, both from the Attorney General's office and the Governor's office. We've had our local district attorney be very supportive as well. And we don't expect to run into any roadblocks in Washington. What we want is, you know, is a hard look at some different factors, one being federal and state seizure monies. You know, police departments get a cut of these from drug investigations, civil forfeitures. We want to explore the possibility of expanding the percentages that municipalities get and earmarking that for the demand problem we have in Massachusetts and in our cities and towns. You know, we want to challenge them to have hard conversations with insurance companies, pharmaceuticals, and big business, and see if we can come up with a solution that saves the lives of this segment of the population.
All right. Well, that's Leonard Campanello. He's the chief of police from the city of Gloucester, Massachusetts, talking about a major paradigm shift in how police confront the opioid addiction crisis in his city. Chief Campanello, thanks so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And John Kelly, director of the Massachusetts General Hospital's Recovery Research Institute and associate director of the Hospital Center for Addiction. John Kelly, thank you.
Thank you.
And listeners, tell us what you think. Post a comment at radioboston.org. If we didn't get a chance to get you on the air, we'd like to hear from you. And stay with us. We've got a lot more coming up. This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks with Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.